This is The Guardian. Hi, Regid Ahmed here, coming to you from Gadigal land. Meet the Ellisons. Billionaire father and son Larry and David are buying up US media. They've taken control of CBS News and now they're seeking a massive Warner Brothers deal that will give them control of CNN and make them the most powerful media magnates on the planet. Today we're bringing you an episode from The Guardian's international news podcast, Today in Focus, on what the ultimate goal of the Ellisons might be and the connection to Donald Trump.
Who's the smartest guy you've ever met? You hang out with some brilliant people. What's a CEO you look at other than yourself? What CEO do you say, damn, that guy's good?
Larry Ellison's very smart. So I'll say Larry Ellison's one of the smartest people.
You know that voice. It's Elon Musk, of course. He's talking about Larry Ellison, a tech entrepreneur who at one point last year surpassed him as the world's richest man, thanks to an AI-driven boom in the stock price of his software company, Oracle. At 81 years old, you might expect Larry to want to put his feet up, possibly on Lanai, the Hawaiian island he snapped up for $300 million back in 2012. He could be relaxing there with his sixth wife, Jolyn, who is 47 years his junior. But retirement isn't Larry's style.
If you do everything everyone else does in business, you're going to lose. The only way to get ahead, to really get ahead, is to be different.
Instead, he has decided to become a media mogul. A big one. Huge. The kind that probably makes Rupert Murdoch feel insecure. And like Murdoch, Larry likes his children to get involved in the family business. Meet David, his eldest son.
And we want to be in the truth business, we want to be in the trust business, and that's not going to change.
David is a film fanatic who made his first movie aged just 23. Financed with daddy's money, obviously. He starred in it too, alongside James Franco.
Looking back, he had no idea what to expect. We were a bunch of Americans with nothing in common, except we wanted to learn to fly.
It was a flop, and David was written off as the ultimate Nepo baby. But after a string of failures, he finally had a hit as a film producer, the Top Gun Maverick.
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking.
Then we're off.
Here we go.
And then Pops bought him Paramount Studios, which came with CBS News attached. And there he's been accused of turning the broadcaster into a pro-Trump propaganda machine. Now, father and son have their eyes set on Warner Brothers, too. If the $110 billion deal goes through, it will make the Ellisons not just the most powerful movie magnates in Hollywood, but also the most powerful media magnates on the planet. Because with Warner comes CNN, one of the most prestigious news networks in the world. From The Guardian, I'm Helen Pitt. Today in Focus, move over the Murdochs, here come the Ellisons.